Kabbalah, Hashem had to be Metis Min HaCharakim. He had to Metis Min HaCharakim and look it through the look and find our tshuva, etc. Now it says Kihine Hasasov Ovar, the stav, which I don't know in modern Hebrew it's like the fall. Yeah. I don't know if that's what Hageshem in the winter season Cholav Halach like. The winter passed and the spring and the fall and the winter passed. We're in the springtime, meaning going poshup shop, which is really Rashi. It's a good time to go out. Simple pshat, Rabbi said. Straightforward. Zakta going. But he has a whole shtickle about it. What makes it? So he says like this. So he starts off, he says, it's toiv ma'ich ain't a loy korv lo geshem. Now, he says an interesting metzias. He says there's two types of tzaras that a person can have. There's one type of tzara that's a very difficult one. It's painful. There's another type of tzara that's not painful specifically, it's just ongoing, and therefore...
It's the two galas that we just spoke about. Not the two shibudim.
But then, so let's get into it. So this is, for example, so he says, a person is very ill. Okay, so they're ill, it's very hard, painful.
Harm lung,
he says, but then there's another type of tzara, like being married to an annoying woman. Yeah. So he says, Lamaisa, you can't live with it. But you can't, it's not like there's any painful, it's not like any moment you can pinpoint and be like, that's horrible. Just the relentlessness of the day in, day out dealing with this Meshuggah, you can't handle it anymore. He says, like he's going on a pasuk. He says, Delef, so he says, Koyer, coldness is the freezing, difficult cold. Rain is just annoying. But Lamaisa, you sit through the rain and drip, 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 you can't deal with it. That's the problem with rain. So he says, it says, Delef Toyred, Pasuk in Mishlein, Delef Toyred, Beyoim Sagrir, like a drippy rain, is Eshes Medonim Nishtava. It's like a bad wife. So he says, that's a shot. Fine. So I'll go upon him. See, he says, that's what it's saying here. It says, the Stav is the cold. So that left. And the Geshem is the annoying constant problem that also left. So those two seasons gone by, and now you can go out. He says, what's it referring to? Like you said, it's referring to the two shibudim that you have to overcome. You have to overcome the gzera of golos. You're supposed to be golos for 400 years. So he says, golos, okay, it's annoying, whatever, but it's the consistency of day in, day out of the problem. And then there's the avdus. The avdus is the painful. So it says the avdus left, that's symbolized by the stav avar. There's no more avdus, because that's that one-time pain of avdus of working, the very difficult work that the stav, it's the cold, the bitter cold that gets into your bones. And the geshem, which is the constant pressure of galus, that's also cholaf halachloi. And now I was able to overlook the Gzeras Golos. I was able to overlook the Gzeras Gerus and the Gzeras Avdus. And now it's time for you to go. As I saw going pshat. Shmak?
Yeah.
Spash pshat, but as a knitch.
We've said before, it's similar to...
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's all bringing out the godless of Mitzvah. Right? And in case, by the way, after this, in case you were ever wondering why we laying Shir Shem on Pesach, saying all day, the whole thing is about Mitzvah so far, pretty much.
We saw it's fine, yeah.
Now, Hanitzonim Niru Ba'aretz, it's the time for things to sprout. Ace Hazomer Higia, it's time that the birds chirp and bring out song. The kol hatov vayir nishma ve'artzeinu.
Yeah, we spoke about this. Pause. I think every day of Pesach that I was found in the shul, we just kept having mom just no idea what he was talking about. Shemat, not once, but
okay.
It's a bunch of things.
So I need some new bards. Kirvu yimei hachama shahilonis metzian prochim v'holchei drochim is'an gemurim rashi. It's like the summertime that things are blossoming. Esa zomer yiyah shoyfas nois nizemer v'kol arev. Again, it's rational. It's a time for us to leave, and it's a beautiful Zman, it's beautiful weather, you know, which again is always like Like, I'm taking him inside. We were there for 40 years. And by the way, it's good weather.
Right.
Like even the Pasuk said it's a chiddush. Like, good weather. Seriously? Like, you just turn Mitzrayim into a who knows what. Every single aspect of Mitzrayim is upside down, and we're going free. You killed the Bukharis. And don't worry, Klaisal. It's schmuck weather. Check the
Right.
forecast. You know? Let's go. It's just a funny emphasis, right? So according to the Grot, it's a double meaning, right? So far. Stav halach, I guess from halach means to say there's certain difficulties in creating the gula, and don't worry, we have overcome them. Fine. Now, what's this pasuk that the things are blossoming? Hanitzonim niru ba'aretz, like the guy in Pirish, shasovim with things start growing. Kleimar shamitzvus, you started getting mitzvahs. Now they only started blossoming, meaning while you were in Mitzrayim, it came a time that you were able to be makabel certain mitzvahs. I gave you Korban Pesach. I gave you Bris Milah. I gave you Chayda. I gave you certain mitzvahs already. So the shayches to me through mitzvahs was starting to blossom. So that's what it means, Zakhtagoyin.
Meaning, like that relationship began to it wasn't just a date. We were now we're like beginning mitzvahs and that connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's a fascinating Gaon Pirush Beis over here. I heard this grow over in a shmooze room with Makiel Cutler once. He actually, I think the shmooze was about it was a shmooze about what the site of our out of town koil is, and he quoted this Gra.
He was here or he was in Lakewood.
He was actually at a conference for koil. So he said over the Gra on Pirush Beis, says Hanitzanim niru ba'aretz. So what's Nitzanim? Nitzanim are the sprouts. The sprouts are not near Baretz. They're near outside the land. So the whole pasuk doesn't read. Now, so pasuk chat, I guess it's Niru al Haaretz. But the language is Hanitzanim Niru Baretz. So really, it's a Shver Loshen. So the Gros says it means Pirsh, the mitzvahs, Afilu B'chutz L'Arshu B'Mitzrayim Nitzdavu. Niru all over the land, not just in Eretz Yisrael. But the Goyin here says like this, that these are the things which Hashem is matzmiach the Yeshua from. What's he matzmiach the Yeshua from? Zakti goin ha'inyan. Ki machmas sheha'avos munochim ba'aretz nuchal liskeis bizchusam. We need the zchusavos, but where are the avos? They're in the ground. Zakti goin, if their guf would not have been buried in the land, you would not be able to access the zchusavos. The zchusavos is accessible to you because it's here somewhere. And Mela, since they're here somewhere, you can access them. The ilule shegufan munachem ba'aretz, if it weren't for the fact that they were buried in the land, loy hayinu yecholim liskeis avuram, we would not be able to tap into their schos. Koshikosav lekedoshim asher ba'aretz hema v'chena inen baluchas harishoynos shulahayil hem simcha kiyamik yipur mishanasam baluchas shnias shekim shem gnuzim ba'aretz loy sishachah ha'edos. That's the story of why Hashem made that the luchos have to be ganuz baretz, because only something which is ganuz baretz can you still draw on the hashpah from there.
But who was buried in that? Which land are we talking about? The Klaisom Mitzrayim or
And there's
Klaisom? No, nothing to do
and
with.
on earth. You can
Oh,
only tap
on
in.
earth. Doesn't have to do with a specific place.
No.
So you can only tap into
Oh.
Zchus Avos because Hoguf, they're still around.
If they would not be here, then there's no shaychis. Then you can't. So the question is still, how do you explain the puzzle?
Wow.
Huh? So he's saying that which sprouts out of the land is only because of the things that are ba'aretz. That's what the Goyin is teaching. So Mokhil said over. The Goyin is bothered by the words, and it's on Niru ba'aretz, and he's answering, you know why you could sprout out? You know why you could matzmiach Yeshua? Because of those things that you don't even see, because of those things that are ba'aretz. So the koyach of the things that are ba'aretz is what gives us the ability to tap into it and then sprout out what everything else sprouts out.
Everything's like that. I'm saying, and then you plant a seed, so it's, but it's,
Okay, so
yeah.
No, so he's saying the nitzanin is nirubaretz. The thing which would sprout our gula are those things which are baretz. That's what he says. That's the going saying.
And he's saying that every plant is also.
No, okay, so it's the nimshal. Fine. Whatever. Okay,
okay,
so it's a bit better. The point is, now, so that's what he was saying about a coil. Says the is what the part that everyone sees is not the ikar. It's the ikar is the part that nobody sees. You know, like learning and harboring and learning, and the whole day goes by, and no one sees it. And then, you know, there's stuff going on. That's the nitzanim, but it's coming from the koyach of the nearer baretz. So that was what he's saying. Touch, but anyway, it's geshmak of pshat. But anyway, that's what he said over from this girl.
I'm just saying it's uptouching the words. It's instead we ask the question that the sprout is not baretz. We're answering. The sprout's still not bars.
No, but the sprout's coming mikoyach, that which is bars.
Then we could have also, I just answered it. But, okay.
The Kron nitzanim shmehem atzmiach yishuol Yisrael. Fine. Then he says, Eis hazomer higia. What's that? Pirish. It's the time to say shira.
Oh, it's
awesome. Loimar shira sayam, v'kol hator nishma be'aratzeinu hator hi hatoira, shigia eis liten hatoira. Because Baruch says, I'm sick and tired, I'm not giving the Torah. That's it. I'm going to overlook the Golos. I'm going to overlook the Geirus. I'm going to overlook the Inui. I'm going to overlook the Arba Doris. I'm going to overlook the Tshuva. I'm going to be Mekapital Gvois, Medal Gala Harim. I'm going to be Mashgiach Menachalonet. I'm going to be Metis Menacharakim. I'm going to find the Tshuva that's going to happen. I'm going to be near, but I'm going to be pass over the stav and the geshem and the heart, the gears, the inui. And finally, you know why? Because Esa Zomir Yigida. Because you have Shosavis and you started doing mitzvahs. And it's a time that it's appropriate to give Shira, it's appropriate to accept the Torah. The call out Torah Nishma Baratzenu, who are Sinai Shu Choshu Kuma Aretz Yisrael. So he says that's what's called Artzenu, because Harsinai is a Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. Nice going on there. Keep that in mind. Keep that in your back pocket for next opportunity. There's like the going shot over here in these psukim. Another thing, it's not just that Kleitzel said Shira because they got out of the Yom Suf. It's fakir. You got through the Yamsuf because Hashem wanted to hear the Shira. Smash while we're here.
You say that? Oh, you see, it's a voracious also Shira something.
Okay, Shkara, go by side. Okay.
Just sorry, go back. I went off.
Shkara.
Water.